This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate has passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden to lift the government's debt ceiling and avert what would have been a first-ever default. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
After steering the legislation through, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed his Republican colleagues for pushing the country to the brink of a historic debt default.
Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head. But because of the good work of President Biden, as well as Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate, we are not defaulting.
With this piece of legislation, the statutory limits on federal borrowing will be suspended until January 1, 2025. Unlike most other developed countries, the United States limits the amount of debt the government can borrow, regardless of any spending allocated by the legislature.
That's Reuters' Diane Toh reporting. The United States says it doesn't plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, and a growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. This is according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He said it will also keep open the possibility of talks to prevent a new nuclear arms race. Sullivan's comments come as both Russia and China have either rejected or ignored calls for arms control and nuclear talks despite growing tensions. And the U.S. Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence's legal team that it won't pursue criminal charges related to the discovery of classified documents at Pence's Indiana home. The department made that clear in a letter sent to Pence's attorney on Thursday. VOA News. Ukrainian air defenses have managed to shoot down more than 30 Russian cruise missiles and drones as Moscow continues its attack on Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas says more.
The air offensive was Moscow's sixth attack in 6 days on Kyiv. Officials say the capital was simultaneously targeted from different directions by Iranian-made drones and cruise missiles. Several people were injured, and private houses, outbuildings and cars sustained damage from falling debris. The recent spate of attacks on the capital has put a strain on residents as they wait for an upcoming counteroffensive promised by Kyiv authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. government has delivered May's unemployment figures. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Analysts surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that hiring slowed last month to a still healthy pace of 190,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy. That would mark a decline from a robust 253,000 jobs gained in April. Analysts surveyed believe that the unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.5% in May, from a five-decade low of 3.4%. Companies have steadily slowed hiring since January. A slowdown in job growth and pay raises could help the Fed reach its 2% inflation target. Donna Warder, Washington.
A new museum designed to commemorate China's 1989 assault on protesters in Tiananmen Square is opening Friday in New York City after Chinese pressure forced the closure of a similar museum in Hong Kong. The June 4th Memorial Museum in New York is meant to commemorate participants in the protests. It's an unknown number of whom were killed when Chinese tanks rolled into the square to suppress weeks of pro-democracy demonstrations. Estimates of the number of victims start in the hundreds. Friday is the 34th anniversary of the crackdown, decades after Chinese leaders ordered the military assault. Rights activists say the demonstrators' original goals, including a free press and freedom of speech, are further away than ever. Officials in India say two passenger trains derailed on Friday, killing at least 13 people and trapping hundreds of others inside more than a dozen damaged train cars. About 400 people were taken to hospitals with injuries. The incident took place nearly 1,600 kilometers northwest of the capital, New Delhi. The cause is under investigation. Rescuers are attempting to free some 200 people feared trapped in the wreckage. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.